John, tell me how you feel your lads acquitted themselves tonight.
Poorly. I thought we didn't stick to the game plan. We knew, listen, they're on a good run, and that's 17 games. Unbeaten. We knew their threat. We know they've got players, and they are probably them and Wigan are two really strong teams in this league that we played. But it's the naivety of the first 10 minutes. We know we've got to stretch them, and we're looking to play when it's not on to play. I think we've got to play this space, which is what we've worked on. That's decision making that players have got to accept. I can't protect them from that. And then the second half, I think we were lucky to go in at 2-1. But Joe did really well. Thought he was excellent tonight, Joe Edwards. But it's probably if you've got only two or three of your players who are performing, then you ain't going to come to Blackburn and get a result. So I think we all need to look individually ourselves and work out what the preparation like. Where some of the external influences affecting mindsets tonight, they need to look at themselves and then come and see me tomorrow if there's any issues. Because I can accept if you get beat by a better team. But the naivety of giving them their two goals from them are two mistakes, then it's the lead up to the goals which gave us a massive mountain to climb, and you can't expect to come back from that, and especially the start of the second half, and too easy for Dak to get in.
Are we talking concentration, self-discipline here, or something else?
Yeah, decision making. Yeah. They have got good term and they can open you up, we know that, but what you can't do is give them the chances to do that. We can't give them the chances to do that. We've got to play, try and nullify them a little bit and stretch the game early on. And I think it was 10 minutes before we even tried to stretch it. And I know we want to play football, we want to be that footballing side, but you've got to earn the right to play. That hasn't changed. And that was a message that we got through to the players, but the players have to take that onto the pitch and execute it. So for me, there was our decision-making was really poor, especially for their first two goals.
When you talk just now about external influences, what do you mean?
The way it is with the window. I'm getting many, many phone calls, and I'm sure the players and their agents are. So it's we spoke about that before. How all we can do is really control tonight. So for me, some of the decision making was really poor tonight.
Is that more players that are wanted elsewhere, or that
I am not going to look into and paint something from what I've just said. All I'm saying is the decision making. I know it's leading, but it's not going that way.
No.
All right.
No. I'm just trying to understand what you're referring. Because obviously you have bought a player in today,
Justin,
and you presumably are hoping to do some more. Aren't you?
Yeah. Well, there's another day left, and as always, it always happens last minute. But we've got another day to play with yet.
They did keep going. They kept battling. They got a goal.
You can say kept battling, but I think sometimes when you've got to put your body on the line and compete, try and stop them executing their game plan. Try and make it a bit more difficult for Graham to keep linking it. I think if they look at that, we can do more.
Okay.
Did it mean enough tonight? I don't think for some it did, and that's something I have to look at.
When this has happened before, and on occasions you've said things like this, not very often, but now and then you have, and you've said, oh, you know, players can come and see me and talk to me. Have they done that?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, and there's been an open and honesty. But the thing is, we say to our players, we give them this opportunity to play, but you should never fail through your work ethic. And it's the decision making for me sometimes. Mm. Sometimes when there's a tackle to be won, that doesn't take a great coach or a tactical nounce. That's just a certain desire and having a big heart to do it. And at times tonight, we were lacking in that department. So you can't come to Blackburn and expect to stop them on the run they're on by some of the decision making we made tonight. That's all we're saying. And that's me. I've just said the same to the players. So it's not me hanging the players out. We win and we lose together. But I'm also not gonna defend when some of the decisions tonight were really poor.
Mm. What did they say when you said that?
We'll see tomorrow. Mm. We'll see. Yeah. Usually the lads are really honest and they come out. But for me, it was too easy for them just to create too many opportunities tonight. I thought some of the saves Rob were pulled off. And again, but we can't keep doing that. No. We can't keep expecting our keeper for that.
And just quickly, just tell me, you obviously made changes. You made them early. You made them two at half time.
Yeah, we needed
and
to.
You got
yeah, we needed to because we needed a reaction. But then the third goal prevents really any fight back. So that nullifies that.